Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Kerry Wekelow, the Chief Operating Officer at Actualize Consulting, a financial services consulting firm. Her book and program, Culture Infusion, 9 Principles for Creating and Maintaining a Thriving Organizational Culture, is the impetus behind Actualize Consulting being named a top company culture by Entrepreneur Magazine and a top workplace by the Washington Post. Kerry, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters today, why is gratitude in the workplace so important?
Okay, that's a great place to start. Gratitude, it's a powerful way to shape your culture. It's easy, it's effective, it's quick, it's free, and it feels good to your team members. And it's a really simple way to show people the impact they're having and why that impact is so important to your organization.
And I like the way you described that. It certainly does feel good receiving some gratitude. Now, what are the ways you incorporate gratitude into your culture?
There's many ways you can incorporate gratitude into your culture. A few examples. The first is leading with gratitude. You can start your meetings, your calls with why you're grateful for your team members. You can do that on a regular basis. And also recognizing your team members when clients are grateful or have shown appreciation for the work that they've done as well. We like to also do awards of gratitude. For example, we have star player and key player awards that we give to people when they've gone above and beyond. And a way to really round out gratitude is that circle of gratitude is to give back to your community. And that's one of the things that Actualize really likes to do as well, because you can do team building by giving back to your community and really going out and completing that circle of gratitude.
And that is a great idea, giving back to the community and expressing gratitude at the same time. Now, could we ever get to the point to where we're giving out too much gratitude?
If you're not specific, you could give too much gratitude. It may fall flat. That being said, if you are very specific in why you're grateful for your team members, we believe you can always be grateful and people will take it because, as I said earlier, it does feel good. So going back to the idea of that star player award, if you are specific on the impact that they're having to the organization, then I believe it's a really important way to showcase your gratitude. So let's say we just actually, my latest star player, it was to a team. They had developed some best practices guides for we implement treasury management systems. And we told them, you know, we recognized that they were going above and beyond, working extra hours to get these guides completed. And then we said, well, why that was important to our organization, meaning that our clients could more seamlessly implement these treasury management systems with more best practices. And it also will help in the sales cycle for prospective clients because we can say we have these best practice guides to help you along your implementation process.
Certainly great to have you on to cover the topic of gratitude. Can't get enough of that today. We're joined by Kerry Wekelow, the Chief Operating Officer at Actualize Consulting, a financial services consulting firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Kerry, what impacts of adding gratitude to your culture has enhanced your firm? Get into some of those highlights.
Well, I believe that our people are way more engaged. We've had less than 4% turnover in the last 4 years. And as you mentioned in the intro, we've been recognized by the Washington Post as a top culture, top place to work. And actually just a few weeks ago, we were certified as a great place to work. And the beautiful thing about these awards is that they were surveys to our team members. It wasn't us just filling out a questionnaire and getting certified. It was those organizations going out to our employees and surveying them, and they want to work at Actualize. And I believe a big part of that is that we focus on our people first, and we are very grateful and really reward our people for being high performers.
And congratulations on the awards achieved there. Good stuff. Now, how do you get started, as we conclude, adding gratitude in the workplace? Where does one start?
I would say to start with your own personal practice and ask yourself, how can I incorporate gratitude into my daily work week, my life in general? So it's a habit versus something you feel obligated to do. And simply just choose one way to express your gratitude internally with your own company. And I would say the easiest way is to start with your most immediate team. Write down why you're grateful and be specific for each person on your team, and then share that gratitude with them and see how it's received and see how it feels for you. And then just keep going and maybe implementing some of these other strategies with bringing it into company meetings and see how it goes.
Carrie, can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Such a great topic in that of gratitude, and thanks for sharing some insight there and how you're implementing that into your culture there at Actualize Consulting. Where can listeners get more information on yourself and your firm and any other resources they could tap into? Where's the best place online to do so?
I would say actualizeconsulting.com.
Simple enough. Again, Carrie, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Carrie Weckelow, the Chief Operating Officer at Actualize Consulting, a financial services consulting firm. And once again, the website for contact and further details, visit actualizeconsulting.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.